Welcome to our worship on this, the fifth Sunday of Easter at Trinity Lutheran Church, 1245 New Hampshire Street in Lawrence, Kansas. We are sheltered in place, but as we are sheltered in place, we continue to celebrate the risen Christ in all of Christ's glory. We give thanks for Megan McCoy at the organ today, Jim and Sandy Cooper, and Kevin Boatwright, who are our worship assistants. And now we prepare for the beginning of our service through the words of confession and forgiveness. And today I would invite you to think about all of the people that you've been just a little short with the last week, as our nerves are getting a little frayed, and as we think about wanting to end this, and as we think about our fears surrounding the pandemic. So as you confess your sins, remember the people that you may have inadvertently hurt and ask for forgiveness for your relationship with them. We begin with confession and forgiveness. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. We keep silence for personal reflection and self-examination. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace we have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, our sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen us with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in our hearts through faith. Amen. We join together in our gathering hymn, ELW 377, Alleluia, Jesus is risen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you. We join now in singing This is the Feast, ELW, page 140. Let us pray. Almighty God, your Son, Jesus Christ, is the way, the truth, and the life. Give us grace to love one another, to follow in the way of his commandments, and to share his risen life with all of the world. For Jesus lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen.
The first reading is in Acts, the 7th chapter. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Stephen gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. "Look," he said, "I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But they covered their ears, and with a loud shout, all rushed together against him. Then they dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. And the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning Stephen, he prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he knelt down and cried out in a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." When he had said this, he died. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. taken refuge, let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. Incline your ear to me. Make haste to deliver me. Be my strong rock, a castle to keep me safe, for you are my crag and my stronghold. For the sake of your name, lead me and guide me. Take me out of the net that they have secretly set for me, for you are my tower of strength. Into your hands, O God, I commend my spirit. Into your hands I commend my spirit.
The second reading is in 1 Peter, the second chapter. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow into salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. Come to him, a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. And like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, "See, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame." To you then who believe, he is precious. But for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the very head of the corner, and a stone that makes them stumble and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the word, as they were destined to do. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. The word of the Lord.
We can. The Holy Gospel according to Saint John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going." And Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do not know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. And Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? And the words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and, in fact, will do greater works than these because I am in the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask for anything, I will do it. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus, amen. On April 29th, I called on an old friend to wish her a happy birthday. Since we're sheltered in place, I couldn't do it in person, so I called her. She was turning 98 years old. We talked a bit about her life, and we talked about her faith. She talked about her wanting to be taken home. She was both happy and sad at the same time. 2 days later, my friend died. Her daughter told me that on her birthday, she received countless cards and stayed on the phone on and off for a couple of hours. She had a cake and flowers, and family and friends called again on the telephone, and it was a great day. It seems to me that our scriptural lessons for this, the fifth Sunday of Easter, are an appropriate context for understanding our life today. Life in the midst of a pandemic. We live in a time of great grief and great love. We live in a time when both life and death are presented in stark relief right next to one another. It is a time when we see an abundance of love and an abundance of death. It is like my friend's roller coaster last few days as she had celebrated her birthday. Dr. Aaron Rafferty has observed, "Grief and love are the twin conditions in which we've had to make our home in these coronavirus days." Grief and love. So let's go back to our first lesson and begin with the stoning of Saint Stephen and listen to the words in Acts describe the scene. But they covered their ears and with a loud shout all rushed together against him. They dragged him out of the city and began to stone him, and the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. And while they were stoning Stephen, he prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And then Stephen knelt down and cried out in a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." And when he had said this, he died. Stephen was stoned by a mob, a group of people who refused to listen, and then they stoned him. This Stephen was stoned as he was being stoned, he prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And then the text says, and then he knelt down and he cried out in a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." And when he had said this, he died. Grief and love are twin conditions. The question for today, for us, is who are we in the midst of this pandemic? As we stand between our twin conditions of grief and love, what's our identity? I think the words of Peter provide us with a bit of an answer. Remember, he says, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. When life and death, life and love surround us, it is vitally important that we grasp firmly to our identity. We need to know who we are and whose we are." That's why those words of Peter are so important. Hear them one more time. "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Our identity singles us out as people of God. We are chosen, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. This does not make us better than others, but it does make us different. We are set apart for a purpose. We are God's people, and we have received mercy that we might show mercy to others. We have been called out of darkness that we know and are in his marvelous light. There are words of a song that I think describe this perfectly, and not to put words of modern nature into Peter's mouth, I think these words are really very helpful. And the words come from a song that was written by Johnny Nash, not Johnny Cash, and it was written in 1972. And the title is, "I Can See Clearly Now." And I want to read some of those words to you. "I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's going to be a bright, 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 sunshiny day. It's going to be a bright, 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 sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone. All the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is the rainbow I've been praying for. It's going to be a bright, 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 sunshiny day. Look all around. There's nothing but blue skies. Look straight ahead. There's nothing but blue skies. I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. I can see all the obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's going to be a bright, 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 sunshiny day. Oh, what a bright, 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 sunshiny day." You see, Peter helps us see who we are, and when we see who we are, being in the light as we are, we can be God's love for others. We can be mercy for the world. We can see clearly who we are. And in the midst of the gloom and darkness, in the midst of being sheltered in place, Peter gives us the light to see ourselves, see who we are, and gives us an understanding of what our job is right now in daily life. But our lessons for today have one more step for us to take. We need to understand the nature of home. You see, John's gospel, in the dialogue between Thomas and Jesus, invites us home in spite of our doubts and in spite of insecurities. Jesus invites us home. Hear those words again. Jesus said to the disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. And Thomas said, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. We live in extremely troubled times with troubled hearts. And we need to understand both the reassurance of God and the real presence of God. Jesus tells Thomas that what is going to happen in the future is also what is happening right now with the relationship between Jesus and the disciples, between Jesus and all of the people of God in every time and in every place. We have a place we can call home. You see, home is not necessarily a physical reality. It's not the home we grew up in. But home is in the relationship that we have with Jesus. These words of Jesus in John's Gospel are not words of exclusivity, but they are the ultimate words of inclusion. You see, Jesus takes our hand in his and places our hand in the Father's. And Jesus does that today, tomorrow, and always. Amen. And now we join together in our hymn of the day, ELW 816, Come My Way, My Truth, My Life.
You join with me in the Nicene Creed found in the ELW, page 104. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. And now our prayers. Uplifted by the promised hope of healing and resurrection, we join the people of God in all times and places in praying for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Build us up, Mothering God, as living stones united in your spiritual house. Continually strengthen your church as it's sent forth to proclaim your love. We pray especially for new congregations and those in redevelopment. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Humble us, Creator God, as part of your creation. Fill us with respect and awe for the world you have made, including volcanoes, ocean currents, tropical rainstorms, glaciers, and other forces that both destroy and create. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Align our ways to your love, O God. We pray for countries, leaders, and other organizations as they prepare places for those seeking refuge and safety. Hear us, O God. God of healing and rest, help those whose hearts are heavy and weighed down by many troubles. Comfort their suffering, ease their distress, and carry their burdens. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Nurturing God, we pray for those who tend and teach young children, for the safe pregnancies of expectant parents, and for families who struggle with infertility and miscarriage. We give thanks for all who have shown mothering care, and we remember all for whom this day is difficult. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Generous God, you call into your brilliant light all who have died. Give us faith to take hold of the promise of your eternal life. Hear us, O God. With bold confidence in your love, Almighty God, we place all whom we pray into your eternal care. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
We continue our worship now with our communion liturgy, and I would remind you that we've been communing ourselves at home during this time of pandemic and no in-person worship. So I would remind you to find some bread and some wine or some grape juice or some water. And a little later on in the communion liturgy, between the first two communion hymns, I will say the words, "Take and eat the body of Christ, and take and drink the blood of Christ." And at that point, you may commune each other at home. The Lord be with you. And also with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift
them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ. And today we remember, Holy God, that you are holy. You alone are God. The universe declares your praise beyond the stars, beneath the sea, within each cell, with every breath, and we gather to praise you, O God. Generations bless your faithfulness through the water by night and day, across the wilderness, out of exile, into the future, and we say we bless you, O God. We give you thanks for your dear Son. At the heart of human life, near to those who suffer, beside the sinner, among the poor, with us now, and we say, we thank you, O God. And so with all of the choirs of angels, with the church on earth, and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, Jesus took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." So on this day, we remember that because of this bread and this wine, we are bold to come and receive the real presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as we come to share these gifts, we join together in praying the prayer our Lord taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. These gifts of bread and wine are the gifts of God, and they're given for us in the human family to share with one another. Remember that all are welcome. We join together now as we sing Lamb of God. We join together now in our first communion hymn, 761, Evening and Morning. And now, no matter where you are, gathered at home, at the kitchen table, in the living room, somewhere next to the radio, if you have some bread, please take it and hear these words. Take and eat. This is the body of Christ given for you. Once you have distributed the bread, please take your cup and hear these words. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. And now we join together in our second communion hymn, a little English carol, Now the Green Blade Rises. It's French. And I need to apologize for all of the musicologists who are listening this morning. That was a French carol, not an English carol. Let us pray. Life-giving God, you have fed us with your word, and our hearts burn within us. Through this meal, you have opened us to your presence. Now send us forth to share the gifts of Easter with all in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. Our benediction. May the one who brought forth Jesus from the dead raise each of us to new life. Fill us with hope and turn our mourning into dancing. May Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless us now and forever. Amen. Our closing hymn for today, our sending hymn, is I Know That My Redeemer Lives. It is 619 in the Evangelical Lutheran Worship, and we're going to sing six verses of that today.
Thank you.
Go in peace. Share the good news. Thanks be to God.